Galen Catholic held its coronation ceremonies for the 2020 homecoming celebration earlier Friday afternoon. We hear from MCs Ella Kreber and Jeff Augustine as they make the announcement.
Your homecoming king is Zach Kraft.
Your homecoming queen is Molly Roeder.
Zach Kraft is the son of Loy and Rita Kraft. He is involved in football, basketball, baseball, choir, the musical, the play, and even speech contests. He's also a member of the Christian Leadership Team and Honor Society. Molly Roeder is the daughter of Rick and Wendy Roeder. She is involved in the dance team, gymnastics, basketball, cheerleader, and serves as the president of the Students for Life organization. Molly is a member of the Christian Leadership Team and is on the Honor Society and competes in track and field. Our congratulations both to Zach Kraft and Molly Roeder for being named this year's Galen Catholic 2020 Homecoming King and Queen. First responders were called to the scene of a two-vehicle accident that happened Friday afternoon at around 4:38 p.m. That accident occurred at the intersection of Highway 3 and Marble Avenue, just on the east edge of Lamar's. Airbags deployed on both vehicles as a result of that collision, but fortunately, both drivers of both vehicles did not suffer any injuries. A car driven by a female minor was heading northbound on Marble Avenue when it failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a pickup truck heading eastbound on Highway 3. That pickup truck ended up rolling a couple of times and ended in the north ditch of Highway 3, approximately 100 yards east of the intersection. The car suffered extensive front-end damage. Responding to the accident were the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, Lamar's Ambulance Services, Lamar's Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol. The Lamar's Police Department's Traffic Accident Investigation Unit is conducting the investigation. A report from Iowa's largest auto insurer shows that the state is still one of the most dangerous for drivers at risk of hitting wildlife as well as pets and livestock. State Farm spokeswoman Kelly Pargett says that Iowa drivers have a 1 in 58 chance of colliding with an animal while on the road. She says that the company had 40,000 Iowa customers report incidents involving animals in the last fiscal year. Pargett says that Iowa is ranked 7th in the nation for animal collisions, most of which are still deer, but there were other animals such as dogs, cats, and then, of course, farm animals for this part of the country were a huge category this year. It's mating season for deer, plus it's a harvest season across Iowa, and hundreds of tractors and combines are driving deer by the thousands out of the fields and onto the highways. West Virginia is the number one state for animal collisions. On Monday, October 12th, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky hopes to have the Senate Judiciary Committee begin hearings on President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa says it may be difficult to have Amy Coney Barrett confirmed before the general election. King says, among other things, COVID-19 is interrupting the Senate's agenda.
I believe that, you know, we'd be in these hearings right now if it weren't for the COVID positive tests of, I believe it's at least two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Somewhere I saw three, but I didn't have all those names in my head. So Mitch McConnell's got to thread this needle pretty closely. If he gets this confirmation down, and one or two, it only takes maybe one or two senators that would be tested positive for COVID, he wouldn't have the votes to confirm her before the election. So I think that's why he's picked the October 12th is when the hearings start, to try to thread that needle, minimize that risk, and still get the job done.
King says another consideration and possible reason why the confirmation may not be completed before the general election is due to the fact that Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is facing a tough challenge back home with the election.
Of course, Lindsey Graham is in a very, very tough race in South Carolina as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Those kind of races do tend to distract you a little bit, more than a little bit. I make that as an understatement, of course. And so it's going to be really tough on Lindsey Graham to be operating split screen an intense U.S. Senate campaign in South Carolina, where he's just really under a lot of attack down there, while he's paying attention to some of the most intense hearings that ever take place before the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's a tough spot. I think Lindsey Graham he's going to be torn between two fires. He'll have earned his money by the time we get to the election.
The outgoing Iowa congressman says that there may be an outside chance that the Senate will be able to confirm Amy Coney Barrett prior to the election. He says it may all fall on Mitch McConnell's shoulders.
But I think there's a reasonable chance we get this done, and Mitch McConnell gives me confidence that it will be done. He is often referred to as a master strategist in the United States Senate. If it can be done, I guess I'll put my money on Mitch.
It's been a warm week in Iowa with highs in the 70s and 80s, but make no mistake, that cold weather will be here soon enough. Deb Grooms, the CEO of the Iowa Propane Gas Association, says that there should be plenty of propane this year for farmers drying their crops and for people heating their homes.
A year ago, there were 96,355 million barrels available, and today it came out 101,842 million barrels of propane available in the United States. And Pad 2, which is the Midwest pad, also looks very good right now.
Groom says that Iowans who use propane should take a nod from the Boy Scouts and be prepared, as forecasters are still working out how cold and snowy the season ahead may be.
Throughout Iowa, it looked kind of like it could be a normal winter, but who knows with 2020 what's going to happen. Our suggestion is that you communicate with your propane suppliers in advance to ensure that you have what you need for the winter. Contact those propane marketers and get your tanks filled now.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture reports that the average price of propane is at $1.06 a gallon this week, which is up 9 cents a gallon from last month. Last year, in October, the price was at $1.12 a gallon. It is estimated that 67% of Iowans use natural gas to heat their homes, 15% use electricity, and 14% use liquid propane.